KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health. And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies in Atlantic and 43 degrees. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be mostly sunny with a high of 68. Winds out of the west at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic School Board met in a regular session Wednesday evening, and during their session that lasted a little more than 3 hours, the board received updated enrollment and COVID-19 information from Superintendent Steve Barber. All districts are required to certify their enrollment by October 15th, so the official count will be completed by Friday.
These are pretty accurate numbers. You'll notice our certified enrollment number is 42.84. We're pretty confident that that's about where it's going to be. Now that could vary one or two based upon how a couple of these other ones shake out. And then I think the better number you probably look at is the total number of students served by Atlantic. So that's the served enrollment. So we are up 59.39. So we're serving 1,476.96 kids, and you get your decimal point based upon partial credit for homeschool assistant program, dual enrolled, those types of things. So that's why you don't have a whole number. And then our certified enrollment number is 1376, and last year was 1333.32.
He said also there were 25 staff and 60 students out with COVID over the past 8 weeks of school.
COVID continues to affect individual students and staff. We, as a return to learn plan, filed out of Department of Public Health in treating it as a childhood illness and not quarantined for close contact. We have our rapid testing that I think has been very beneficial. At the same time, we've had some cases that have come up, and I think there's a change in the mindset a little bit in regards to parents and staff and such, that maybe COVID's over with, and therefore if I have a sniffle or have some symptoms, that it's probably a cold or a flu or RSV or those types of things, and we're just going to encourage all of them to just think, if you're not feeling well and you have symptoms of COVID, to assume it's COVID until it's proven not.
Mr. Barber said 40% of student absences were attributed to other illnesses such as RSV and strep throat. He says if there is 10% absenteeism due to the illness of the student population, that must be reported to the IDPH.
We've had 2 days at the high school where we've had to report to Iowa Department of Public Health, and we had 1 day earlier in the school year in Schuyler, we were over 10%. So we've had to do that on 3 separate occasions this year.
In other news and other business, the board received a presentation from Atlantic School Foundation President Ted Robinson and Treasurer Steve Chepkes with regard to the purpose and benefits to the students and district that derives from the foundation, a 503 nonprofit. Ted Robinson.
The purpose of the foundation is to foster educational opportunities for the youth of the Atlantic Community School District by providing financial support for educational programs and facilities. It's also to provide individual financial support to students of the school district through scholarships and to develop a higher level of community involvement and financial support for the Atlantic Public Schools, and then also to reward high achievement in education through scholarships.
Robinson said they provide over $85,000 in scholarships each year and more, thanks to generous donations from businesses and individuals in the community. More information can be found on the Atlantic School District's website under District and then Support Groups. In the last 5 years, in addition to the scholarships, Robinson said the Atlantic School Foundation has given $350,000 to educational facility projects and events. The school board Wednesday discussed a retirement incentive program. School Business Official Board Secretary Sarah Sheeter mentioned there are 22 staff members currently eligible for an early retirement program if the district were to offer it. In the past, it was limited to the first 10 to apply. The program was last offered 3 years ago. The board decided Wednesday night it was not the best time to offer the retirement package, due in part to the difficulty in replacing teachers and staff in the current economy. You can read more from the meeting in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Brian Rasmussen said on Saturday, October 23rd at 9 a.m., you're invited to join the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department at Sunnyside Park for a leisurely bike ride around the city of Atlantic. The ride will start and end at Sunnyside Park and is about 9.5 miles, but is broken into 6 stages and goes past all the different parks in Atlantic. You're welcome to complete all the stages or do just a few. Come enjoy a great conversation and learn more about the great things happening in the area. There will be local organizations all along the route showcasing many upcoming events. You can come and see what all the fun is about. And if you want to join but don't have a bike, no problem there. The Parks and Rec Department has bikes and helmets that you can use free of charge. If you have any questions, contact the Parks and Rec office at 712-243-3542. And again, that event is on Saturday, October 23rd, beginning at 9 a.m. And police in Council Bluffs say charges are currently pending against a man described as being a transient following a carjacking incident Wednesday night. Authorities report around 8:23 p.m. officers responded to a carjacking in the area of North 16th Street and Avenue G. It was reported the incident began as an accident in which the offender's vehicle struck the victim's vehicle from behind. The male victim exited the vehicle to see the damage, and the offender jumped into the driver's seat of a victim's vehicle, driving away. The victim's wife was in the passenger seat and fell out of the vehicle onto the roadway, sustaining serious injury. The alleged suspect, 33-year-old Zachary White, drove west toward Omaha, causing several accidents along the way. White was stopped by officers of the Council Bluffs Police Department and the Iowa State Patrol using a pit maneuver on the Iowa side of the I-480 bridge. White was taken to the UNMC for injuries he suffered during the incident of the accidents and carjacking. Police say White will be charged with robbery. Additional charges are pending. The incident remains under investigation. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Cass Health.